Talk, talk to me. WSRadio.com.
Welcome to Baker Radio, Exceptional Legal Talk, with your host, T. Hoffman.
Hello, it's T. Hoffman at Baker Radio at NashvilleNetRadio.com. I am the host of Baker Radio and the Chief Business Development Officer for the firm. I work in our Nashville office, and I'm pleased today to have with us Drew Lewis. Drew is an associate in our Nashville office, and I've said this earlier, Drew, we're pleased to have you. As I said earlier, we don't normally have associates on Baker Radio, but you are an exception to the rule.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, we greatly enjoyed talking with you about the Innocence Project that you're spearheading at the firm. And as I said earlier, commend you for your involvement in that project. If lawyers want to know more about the Innocence Project, please don't hesitate to call Drew. Drew, what's your phone number?
It's area code 615-726-7321.
And how can people get in touch with you by email?
D. Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, at BakerDonaldson.com.
Great. Now, Drew, you had some unique experiences in that you did work outside of a law firm for about 5 years before you went to law school, which I think is an important characteristic of many of our lawyers because it gives them the idea of what it's like to be out in the business world, not just to practice law. And I'm sure that as you were attending law school, you got an opportunity to interview with several different law firms throughout the region. What stood out for you about Baker Donaldson that helped you make the decision to come here versus going somewhere else?
It's actually interesting, T. Whenever I got into the second year interview process, I had, as much as I was recruited by Baker Donaldson during the summer, I had targeted Baker Donaldson. I had said early on, I had talked with my wife, we had talked to people, I said, I want to go to this. It was even just from the website, as strange that may sound to me, as a perspective, hope to be
employed.
No, that
sounds great for the Chief Business Development Officer. I love it that people want to come because of the website.
But there was a lot of, you saw the values were different. So many people, obviously Senator Baker's reputation is just impeccable. And people just said, this is the law firm to go. If you are going to Middle Tennessee, this is the law firm to go to. And then once you got here and went through the summer process, you kind of are shown this vision of the firm, and you think the cynical part is like, oh, yeah, this, you know, this can't be how it is. This is a summer break. And you get here the first day, and you truly are amazed. That is how it is. It's very transparent. It's so much different than other firms because of our, I think, the level of commitment that we have made towards, you know, putting our clients first, and the fact you really see it throughout every member of the office and the firm. There's a level of ownership that you don't see in other places. People take these cases and take our clients and say, they're my clients. They're not some shareholder's clients in another office that I don't know. It's my client. It's mm-hmm. my responsibility. And I think that is truly something that sets us apart. Friends that I have at other law firms are just amazed with some of the things that some of the stories I share with them, and it's just not that way for them. And mm-hmm. I think it lends itself to more happiness in your practice that way. I have several friends who are already thinking, you know, I think I want to go back to school. I think I don't want to practice law anymore.
Yeah, it's interesting because most associates leave their initial firm within that first 5 years, and we've been able to retain most of our associates, and so our rate of retaining lawyers is high. And I do think that the position that we're in with having lots of lawyers who have experience outside of the practice of law and the entrepreneurial nature of the firm makes it a little bit unique. And the spirit and character that we have, we talk about our shared beliefs a lot, which include doing things like the Innocence Project. And we talk about being one firm. I mean, I know from an associate standpoint, it must be difficult to try to figure out who everybody is in 15 offices.
Right.
But have you found that it's been a good transition, or has it been hard?
To me, it's been a very easy transition. There seems to be a genuine culture in the firm of we're going to set you up to succeed. If you don't succeed, it is not because the firm didn't provide you what you need to succeed. And I'm also amazed by there's literally very few closed doors. I, as early on in my first or second week, could walk into just about anybody's office with a question and ask them something and would not be met with a, what are you doing in my office kind of look, but rather a, hey, yeah, sure, glad to help, glad to have you here. And I think that that's a bigger issue in the profession of it should be much more collegial. It's not meant to be, we're meant to be adversaries, you know, in the courtroom or in the boardroom, but not in our personal lives. And I think that just kind of fosters a spirit of, you know, camaraderie within the profession and say, hey, I'm here to help you. I remember what it was like 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago to be in your shoes, and let me help you get to where I am one day.
That's great. It's nice to hear somebody who's so excited about the practice of law. I think that we have that spirit at Baker throughout, but it's certainly nice to hear your enthusiasm. Now, we're a regional firm, but we're obviously, we have some national clients. As an associate, were you looking at regionality as something that was important to you, or were you just looking more at kind of the lawyers who worked in the firm, the expertise, the character of the firm?
I think that one thing that's difficult for law students especially is to kind of see that big picture of the client base and to understand why that would matter. But there was definitely, you know, law students look at the rankings and say who's, you know, top 150 in revenue and who's top 100 in terms of size of attorneys. And so whenever you start looking on that list and you look at the firms in the Southeast, you see a law firm that has it, you know, has that Southeastern footprint, but has the national presence that gives you what I think for the associate is important that may get lost as you, or may not be as, I guess, in the forefront of your mind as your shareholder is, it's going to be the type of work that I get to do. If I work for a law firm like Banker that has this great national client base, the quality of work that I do is going to be, or the types of cases are going to be more interesting generally, and that's going to allow me to not only build my skill set, but I think it's just more happiness in your practice.
And that's important for lawyers to be happy in the practice, because we need good lawyers to stay in the practice longer.
Absolutely. I think it's a cliche, but, you know, find something you love to do, you'll never work a day in your life. And everybody that I've talked to in any context, they're like, you really seem to enjoy what you do. And I do. The hours tend to be long, but it's one of those things where you say, I genuinely, truly, and it sounds, I guess, amazing, I love what I do.
Yeah, I do too. I often tell people that I put my clothes out the night before because I'm excited about going to work every single day. So I think it's important to do that. Now, I know that you're an active participant in the Daily Docket programs down on our ninth floor.
That's right.
Where you reside. And for those of you all who may not know, our Daily Docket program is part of our Clients First initiative that emphasizes our 12 standards. Tell us one thing that you've learned about client service as a result of attending a Daily Docket.
I think that it is really this, it is a team effort. It's easy to think whenever you graduate law school that you have all the answers and you know so much, but what you really find out very quickly, and I had the benefit of having a spouse who practiced before I started, while I was in law school, she practiced. So I kind of saw behind the curtain a little bit and said, it takes a team. And Daily Docket has really, really helped strengthen that belief in my mind.
I would have to agree. Drew, you've been a tremendous guest, and we appreciate you so much being here on Baker Radio with us. We appreciate NashvilleNetRadio.com for hosting our show, NashvilleNetRadio.com, where Music City talks online, and WS Radio, the worldwide leader in internet talk, for hosting this show as well. Thanks so much, and we'll see you next week on the radio.
Unless otherwise indicated, the attorneys interviewed for Baker Radio are not certified as specialists by the Tennessee Commission on Continuing Legal Education and Specialization in the areas of practice discussed during the show. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services performed by Baker Donaldson is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. The information provided on Baker Radio is not intended to be legal advice, but merely conveys general information related to legal issues commonly encountered. The information is not guaranteed to be correct, complete, or current. We make no warranty expressed or implied about the accuracy or reliability of the information conveyed on the show or at this website or at any other website to which this site is linked. This website is not soliciting clients and does not propose any type of transaction. By listening to this show, you understand that there's no attorney-client relationship between you and Baker Donaldson, Bierman, Caldwell, and Berkowitz. You should not act or rely on any information at this radio show website or information discussed during the radio show without seeking the advice of an attorney. The determination of whether you need legal services and your choice of a lawyer lawyer are very important matters that should not be based on this internet radio show, websites, or advertisements. The rules of professional conduct of the various states where our offices are located require the following language. This is an advertisement. T. Hoffman, Chief Business Development Officer, is located at the firm's Nashville office, located at 211 Commerce Street, Suite 1000, Nashville, Tennessee, and can be reached at 615-726-5600 or at Baker Radio at BakerDonaldson.com.
When someone you love needs in-home care, turn to at-home health care. Safety measures set at-home health care apart from other caregiving services. Our caregivers are employed by the company and not just contract labor. We don't wait until someone suspects a problem with a caregiver. We drug test every employee before they're hired and throughout employment. You can trust at-home health care. Find us on the web at www.athomehealthtn.com. We provide care you can trust.
Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Bregman. Have an eye problem like cataracts, diabetic retinopathy, glaucoma, or macular degeneration? Interested in refractive surgery? At iHealth Partners, our physicians have worked with your optometrist for 15 years to provide the best medical and surgical eye care in Middle Tennessee. www.ihealthpartners.com. That's iHealth Partners. Visit us at ihealthpartners.com.
As investors, we've been presented with many challenges over the past year, but we've been presented with opportunities as well. Do you know how to recognize them? I'm Kimber Barton at Wilson Financial. There's a difference in the quality of financial advice available to you. Let's get acquainted and you'll understand the difference and you'll know if we can help. It's that simple. Visit us at wilsonfinancial.com. That's wilsonfinancial.com. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Caring Resources is a nonprofit dedicated to delivering hope. If you're looking for tools that'll help you to be a more effective caregiver, that'll equip you to deal with the emotional and spiritual aspects of aging and debilitating disease, then check out CaringResources.com. At Caring Resources, you'll also find the support you need when dealing with a loss of any kind. CaringResources.com. Called to bring hope and freedom to the brokenhearted, defeated, and overwhelmed. On the web at CaringResources.com.
Introducing NoMoreWebmasters.com. That's right. No middleman, no expensive fees to pay. You build your own website, choosing from over 100 templates, even if you have never built a website in your life. At NoMoreWebmasters.com, it's easy. Reserve your own domain name for only $7.85 for 1 year. If you want NoMoreWebmasters.com to host your site, hosting for a basic 5-page website is only $4.95 a month. Advanced e-commerce sites are available as well. NoMoreWebmasters.com can help you do it all yourself with simple point-and-click directions. No programs to learn or download. It's fun and easy. For business or for pleasure, your own website hosted for just $4.95 a month and a domain name for $7.85 a year. The name says it all, NoMoreWebmasters.com. Log on now to choose your own domain name. NoMoreWebmasters.com, your one-stop shopping on the Internet place.